Coach, what's making your defense so stingy right now?
I think our guys are doing a good job flying around to the ball and taking advantage of opportunities. I think that's the one thing in this league. Anytime that ball gets tipped, anytime you have an opportunity to make a turnover, you've got to make it, and I think we're taking advantage of it this year.
It feels like it's becoming maybe part of the DNA of the defense, maybe its identity. Is it too early to tell? I know that's what everybody's saying, three games, whatever, but does it feel like it's the beginning of that maybe?
I think so. I think we always strive to do that. Sometimes you are able to get it done, sometimes you're not. We really made an effort in the offseason because we know how important turnovers are and how they can keep you in games when you're not playing your best. And if you're playing really well and you get turnovers, you're able to extend the lead. And so we've made a really conscious effort of getting our hands on balls and finishing plays, and it's showing out for us right now, the first three games, and we just hope it continues.
We saw more of a check-down style offense from Minnesota last year. It seems like they're really airing it out start this year. How much different does that attack look on film?
Oh, they're doing a great job. I think those guys are really moving the ball well. As you said, they're throwing the ball down the field. They're giving those guys opportunities to make plays on deep balls, and they're taking advantage of it. The running back obviously helps because you've got to really try to stack the box so he just doesn't run wild, and that gives them some one-on-one opportunities outside, and they're taking advantage of it. So it looks different, very well-rounded, still balanced, nothing in terms of real big tendencies. We're going to throw it a whole bunch here. We're going to run it a whole bunch here. So they do a really good job, and it's going to be a really good battle test for us in terms of how we respond to them.
What does it mean defending a team that has a three-down running back like Dalvin Cook has been for them so far?
Well, it's like anything. You have a guy. If you have a guy that comes in and you know that there's mostly going to be passed, I think you can set your defense up a little bit that way in terms of your calls and live with the few runs he may have. But if you have a guy like that that could run it on any down, go out for a pass on any down, that makes your play calling a little bit harder.
Back to what you said about the takeaways, making a really conscious effort to get in this year. Can you just explain what that entails? I mean, are guys sleeping with footballs, or what are you guys doing exactly?
Well, I don't know if we're doing all that, Dave, but I think what we're doing is whenever we have an opportunity to strip the ball, we have turnover drills. Whenever we have an opportunity to strip the ball from our offense, or whenever we have an opportunity to catch it, it's been a very big deal for our guys to make sure they finish the play. Sometimes maybe we didn't emphasize it enough as coaches that, hey, those plays have to be finished. And I think looking at what's happened the last 2 years in terms of when our turnovers have come down, you know, I put that on me that, hey, listen, that's my job for not emphasizing enough, because I think like anything in coaching, whatever you emphasize, that's what you'll get from your players.
Is there a reward in practice when guys do that, or what is the
– Attaboy.
Your defense, you have a lot of defensive backs performing at a really high level. Does that make your job easier in terms of – I mean, do we make too much out of a cornerback against a receiver, a star against a star? I mean, does it allow you to move guys around more freely when you have guys that much depth back there?
I think when you have the depth we have and – you can mix and match and you don't feel overmatched at a position, I think that really helps you. You're not hamstrung. You're not afraid to play some certain coverage because you know there's a big mismatch out there. And I think our guys, we match up well with just about anybody we play. There's going to be really good players just like this week. They have two of the top receivers in terms of yards, yards caught that we're going to have to match up with. There might be times in the past where I wouldn't feel as comfortable in terms of, okay, we can maybe match up with one but not the other. I think I feel pretty comfortable that we'll match up. Does it mean we'll win every matchup, every battle? No, but I think we match up.
And also maybe add to that turnover question, is it give guys back there maybe a freedom to be where the ball is more than opposed to worrying about a guy?
No, I think that the first thing we talk to our guys about is make sure you execute your job first. And if you do execute your job at a high level, the turnovers will come. And I think that's what our guys are doing. They're really executing their job at a high level in the back end. And that's why when the balls are tipped, there's guys right there. They're not falling empty because we have guys where they're supposed to be. When, like, Glover makes a great play on a read last week, we have guys getting to the ball because they're executing their job at a high level. And so that puts them in position to make plays.
Getting back to the receivers for a second, does having two guys like they have in Diggs and Thielen make it more difficult on the safeties? Or make it more difficult for you to decide, hey, double one versus double the other or double one?
No, they both present problems, but you have to remember their tight end's really, really a good player too. So we've got our work cut out for us all over the field this week. So I don't think it makes it any more difficult. I think our guys just have to recognize who the playmakers are on the other team, where they can really hurt you, and let's try not to let them get in those positions where they can damage us.
Does playing Devonta last week kind of prepare you guys for seeing Dalvin this week? They seem like pretty similar backs.
Very similar, but I think more importantly than those guys, I think how we have to play, we have to do a lot much better job than we did last week in terms of our fundamentals and techniques, and we just kind of got out of whack a little bit last week in terms of our run defense, and that's not really what we're about. We think we're a better run defense than we showed last week, and we're really been working on that regardless of who the back is.
Sam Bradford didn't practice yesterday. Are you buying that he's got a shot to play against you, or do you think they're playing games with him?
I don't know. I'm preparing. We have an opportunity. We played against him twice last year and his first game this year to look at him. And then we all obviously played against Keenum last year and then watched him the last two games this year. So we'll prepare for both. They both have different styles in terms of how they do, but they're both – one thing they both are, they're very accurate passers. They can get the ball to the right guy. They know where the ball's going. Sam's obviously a little bit bigger, maybe a little bit more arm strength. But in terms of how they quarterback and how they run the team, they'd both do a really good, efficient job of it.
Keenum completed a lot of balls against you guys last year. You got him one in the end.
He wasn't the only one.
But I think he had 19 straight completions or something like that.
He might have been second on the list on that one, too.
You mentioned the run defense last week. How much did you guys miss Jared Davis, and how unusual was it for a rookie to have that big of an impact that things seemed to kind of go out of whack a little bit when he wasn't?
I don't think it was all Jared. I'll just say that. I don't think it was all Jared, but I think we'll be better this week, and that's really all I can tell you.
Are you sure one part of this that? Week?
Pardon me?
Is that when he's going to play?
I don't know. We'll have to check the injury report there, Mike.
Was there one element of that run defense that disappointed you the most?
No, what I'd like to tell our guys is when there's a bad play, it's not one person or one thing. It's usually a breakdown of a lot of things, and that's really what we had last week. I probably could have called some better defenses for us because I always look in the mirror, hey, what can I do to help our guys? And then some things that we did, like I said, were uncharacteristic of how we play, and that led to too many breakdowns. So one piled up on top of another, piled up on top of another, and then you have 150 yards for the other team.
What did you see out of Keenum last year that made him effective in his game against you with the Rams?
Same thing, very accurate, got the ball to the right people. We were, again, how we were built last year. We were trying to make sure we didn't let anything behind us, which we're doing every year. But we didn't challenge as much last year, and he was able to deal that ball to the right guy time after time after time. And our guys did a good job of just holding up and then at the very end getting an interception off of them.
Do you feel like you're better built this year?
I think so. We've talked about our depth. We've improved our depth. And so I think when you improve the depth, you improve the competitiveness of the guys in the room so they play better. And I think that's what we've done. Yeah.
You've done production out of some of your big players, and one of them might be George Johnson, who just, you know, kind of comes out of nowhere and plays well in Detroit. He had some activity last week. What does he add if he plays, and why have you guys been able to plug guys like that in?
He's been able to play because he fits the kind of guy we want on our defense. He's tough. He's hard-nosed. He's going to give you everything he's got. Every play he's out there. And so I think that's the kind of guy we want. So when we plug him into our system, sometimes, you know, everybody's not a great player, but if they fit your system, they're going to give you positives. And I think that's what George does. That's why we've been able to take a number of players that maybe somewhere else haven't been as good, but they fit in terms of the DNA of how we like our guys, and they fit in and they're able to be productive for us.
A football focus, but they have Quandre rated as the fourth highest graded cornerback so far. Does that sound about right to you in the league?
I don't know anything about that, Jimmy.
Has he stood out to you?
He's played well for us. I know last year, and I've said this a million times, if you ask him, he knows he didn't play as well as he's capable of last year, but he's really playing more towards his norm, which was how he played his rookie year for us.
One more, Carroll. I know your defense is always evolving. Just wondering how much time do you spend looking at other defenses and coordinators and what they do, and just the respect level you have for Zimmer, particularly his blitzing and disguising of it?
Well, we don't have a chance to study other people during the course of the season. Obviously, you'll see some things on cross tape when you're playing other people. And obviously, he has an outstanding reputation as a defensive coordinator and a defensive coach. So he does a good job, and I'm sure our guys on offense respect what he does. And I respect what he does, but I don't sit there and try to game plan and do our stuff off of what somebody else does. I have to look at what our guys do – what they do well, how they do it, and then we go from there.